This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with the latest skirmish over the future of casino gambling in Greater Boston.
Today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is considering whether to take the State Gaming Commission to court. This after the commission voted yesterday that Boston residents will not get to vote on proposed casinos in neighboring Everett and Revere because the commission doesn't consider Boston a host community for either project.
The vote came after Walsh challenged the commission to give Boston host status and a greater say over whether or not there will be a casino on the city's doorstep. Earlier today, we reached Mayor Walsh to talk about what comes next.
Mr. Mayor, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start with yesterday's ruling by the State Gaming Commission that rejected your bid to name Boston a host community for a proposed casino in Everett or Revere. First of all, what's your reaction to that?
I mean, I was disappointed by it. Clearly, we put up what I thought was a good argument and discussion on why we should be deemed host in both Mohegan and Wynn's proposal. But it seemed to me that the commission had a predetermined decision already made out. We spent 3 hours deliberating, and they spent 10 minutes saying that, coming back and giving the decision. So disappointed by it, but, we have to move on, and we're going to look at the next options.
You make the case that Boston should be named a host community of any eventual casino in either Revere or Everett, because the casino would essentially be on the city's doorstep. But isn't getting your way on this tantamount to killing a casino proposal, given that East Boston and in Charlestown, there's a lot of opposition there to casinos?
Well, I mean, there is, but that's up to the job of the casino operators to state their case, work with the city. It would be working with us on a host community agreement, and then working with them and with the residents to try and pass the vote. You don't put something in a community that people don't want. I hope that the commission wouldn't base their decision on whether or not casinos are going to happen here in Boston, in Massachusetts, by that. I would hope that they would base their decision on the facts in the case that we presented yesterday, rather than saying, oh, there won't be a casino in this region because the residents of Boston won't vote for it.
What do you plan to do next? You're meeting with city attorneys to figure out any next steps. What might those steps be?
Yeah, I'm meeting with my team today to see if we have any potential appeal process here by the Gaming Commission, the decision yesterday. And we're going to look at any option we have. Obviously, one of those options is just accepting the ruling yesterday and entering surrounding community agreement. Another option is obviously if there's any appeals available. I mean, then obviously there's a court option as well.
One more question about casinos. As you know, the State Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby decided yesterday to recuse himself from all matters connected to casino applications in Greater Boston. This after critics raised questions about his impartiality. But where do you think this leaves this whole process? The Boston Globe today raised the question that given Crosby's recusal, can the casino board even operate effectively going forward? Do you have confidence in the commission and in this process?
Well, I don't have confidence in this particular process. I had confidence in the commission for probably the first year or so. They're moving along fine, but I just think in this case they got it wrong, and I think this region is being handled wrong.
Mr. Mayor, before I let you go, I want to ask you quickly about the Boston Globe investigation this week into substandard off-campus student housing. The investigation found instances of dangerous overcrowding, scofflaw landlords, and a city inspectional system that really seems unable to keep up with it all. This really got your attention. So what can your administration do about this going forward?
Well, certainly in the short term, we've instituted some corrections there. And longer term, and when I say longer term, I'm not talking years. I'm talking within the next several weeks, we're going to be putting out an aggressive plan. Inspectional Services has the tools to be able to do a lot of the corrections that have to happen. We just have to make sure we enforce it now. Probably going to have to put on some more inspectors at some point. We have the ability to fine problem property owners $300 a day per violation. And we have to make sure that's enforced. This is one of the issues that I brought up in the campaign. I actually held a press conference on Linden Street. We have to make these landlords have to understand that, when they have our young people in there that are going to school, they can't overcrowd, and they have to have them in safe and up to code living conditions.
Mr. Mayor, you mentioned Linden Street, and that's, of course, where Boston University student Binlin Lee died tragically in a fire. I just want to ask you this. You were very quick and very open about acknowledging the problem here. And, of course, your administration is still new, so it wouldn't be fair to blame you for the state of affairs. But I'm just wondering, given that this has been an issue for so long, Why has it been like this for so long? I mean, what has prevented the city over the years?
Unacceptable. This should have been addressed before any tragedy happened in the city of Boston. When a parent sends their child off to college to Boston, they should not have to worry about the living conditions that their sons and daughters are living in. And we are going to institute and implement tougher laws on these landlords that want to use these properties for profit. We're also going to work with the colleges and universities to find out how many students living off campus and where they're living so we can keep an eye on it.
And speaking of working with the colleges and universities, will you push them to build more housing for students on campus? Because that's one of the issues here, of course.
That's something that you know, I've said all along that I support, trying to get 100% on-campus housing. I'll also go as far as working with colleges that might not have the ability to have the land to build a new dorm, but allow them to work and partner with possibly a private real estate person. In the past, I think that's been frowned upon in the city. I have a different approach, and I think that if we can work with these different colleges and you know, urge them to get as many young people living on campus, that's the way we should do it.
At the base of all this is a shortage of affordable housing for students, for middle-class families, for low-income families. So this is really a long-term problem here that needs to be addressed, housing in Boston, right? I mean, it goes beyond just student housing.
It is, and a lot of these neighborhoods that these young people are living in, these are 2- and 3-family houses that used to house a couple families, and now some of these landowners are getting, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month for an apartment, and what that does is there's no incentive for a person to live in that community. Their incentive is to sell their property, make a profit, and buy a house somewhere else. So there's a lot of benefits that come from us by cracking down and enforcing the law.
All right. Well, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
All right. Thank you.
Well, coming up, we'll get reaction to what the mayor said on student housing and casinos, plus other news of the week with our Week in Review panel. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.